You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, Rays on the field right now against the Red Sox as we record this on Thursday afternoon. So multitasking for you, impressive stuff. Thanks for taking the time, despite having to do your day job.
You bet.
So on Wednesday night, the Rays got a win that felt like it was something they really had to have, if nothing better than to keep spirits up here as we go down the stretch and we head towards September. They get the extra inning win. It's a one-run win, something they've struggled with, and they beat a team and maybe play a little bit of spoiler against the Red Sox. How important did you find that 11th inning win on Wednesday night for this team?
Well, I mean, anytime you win walk-off, it's a great thing for any team, but they've struggled so much in one-run games. I mean, it's almost like the only way they've seemingly won this year is when they're the slow-pitch softball team with two kegs in the dugout, you know? So, and they've led the majors in one-run losses. So winning a one-run game did feel pretty good to the team last night.
You look at this team, and we've talked a lot about the trade at the deadline and the factor of Matt Duffy at shortstop and Brad Miller at first base. Now we're a couple weeks into it, and it seems to be paying off as far as the experiment goes of Miller at first and Duffy at short. I think I read in one of your pieces that the one tricky thing for Miller at this point is he wants to go get that baseball in the hole because that's what he's used to from shortstop. But as far as actually picking it at first and the footwork, he seems to be settling in pretty well.
Yeah, they're pretty happy with him on that. And Kevin Cash reiterated that I think a lot of people think first base is an easy position to play. And while it might not be as demanding as, say, shortstop, there are a lot of nuances you have to get used to, just like you're talking about that play between first and second. He has to know when the second baseman's going to get it, and he has to return to the bag to cover the bag. So, and then there's all kinds of places you need to be for cutoffs and whatnot. So they're pretty pleased with the way the reluctant first baseman has played so far.
Yeah, and you even said that while he was reluctant, he was very professional about this whole thing, and he was going to go out and do the work, and he's certainly done that. Jake Odorizzi on the mound today, and we don't want to jinx his performance at all, but pitching well in this one against the Red Sox as we record this. It's scoreless in the fourth, but overall, Odorizzi, since the All-Star break, has been the Rays' best pitcher. 5-0, Bill, an ERA under 2. What's been the difference? Because the first half didn't go that well for Odorizzi, and for him to kind of get stronger here near the end is pretty impressive.
Well, any time with most of these guys, and I don't think Odorizzi is an exception, you know, you look up and you'll see him, he's 1-2, 0-2 to the batters instead of 2-1, 3-1, that kind of thing. So I think just getting ahead more and fastball location has just really been the key, even though, you know, all of his pitches look good. But when he's got that fastball location, all of his other pitches are that much better.
Yeah, and as you look ahead to the future and next year, you'd love to see if he can continue this. He becomes kind of a solid top of the rotation, number two kind of guy maybe. And then you have Chris Archer, who I just kind of keep scratching my head, Bill, when you look at the numbers. 17 losses just kind of jumps out, leading the major leagues in 17 losses. But it doesn't seem to mesh with the fact that he's got a chance to push it towards the 200-inning limit. He's leading the American League in strikeouts. Those numbers don't seem to go with a guy who's lost this many games.
Yeah, all you can do is scratch your head and say that's baseball, but you know, the team record for losses is 18, and I believe it was Tanyan Sturts in 2002, and that was a 106 loss team that was really a bad, bad, bad team. So it is just kind of surprising that, you know, just blind luck hadn't changed some of that. And, you know, as good as his stuff is, you know, you can talk to any scout on any given night, and they're just, you know, amazed by how good his stuff is. But something, you know, it just seems to go wrong, or the luck's not there, but it is hard to understand.
Maybe he's getting rid of a career's worth of bad luck just right here in 2016. That's all I guess Rays fans can hope and Archer can hope for. Bill, an interesting situation with Oswaldo Arcia, a guy obviously the Rays brought in to hopefully give them some pop. He was banged up a lot. They tried to put him through waivers, and the Marlins end up claiming him as a guy the Rays had acquired from the Twins back in June. decent over 21 games, but they wanted to hold on to this guy, right? It's a tough situation that they try to sneak him through waivers. The Marlins claim him, and suddenly you lose a guy that you wish was still within the organization.
Well, that's just one of those things. You know, sometimes the transactions bite you. And, you know, they've always got, you know, you get the feeling these guys always have a list in their pocket of who their top 40 players are on their 40-man roster. And, you know, you have to make a move one way or the other, and sometimes you leave a guy out there hanging that you'd like to keep. And Arcia probably falls in that category.
Yeah, it's similar to you see teams lose guys. Obviously, and the Rays have lost people in the Rule 5 draft. Like you said, that you have that 40-man, you can't protect everybody, and sometimes – you try to sneak through the system and you can't quite do it, and Arcia ends up with the Miami Marlins. September is around the corner, Bill, and that means the rosters expand, and we're going to see some added players to this roster and hanging out in the dugout in the clubhouse for the Rays. Any thoughts on maybe some exciting players, prospect-type players that may find their way to Tampa Bay in September?
Well, I hear there's this one kid called Alex Cobb who could be back. You know, I don't think in baseball overall they have as many, you know, it's not as much of a given based on the business of the thing and options and all that you bring up just a boatload of guys. I do know they'll have to bring up enough guys to where, since their minor league will not be operating, in case something happens, you have extra players. But I don't expect them to be giving away a lot of, you know, positions. Got bringing guys up because I just don't think that, you know, there's really that guy out there they really feel like they need to bring up. And also, I think, you know, whereas it's, you know, like innings to the pitchers, I mean, they're even talking about having a 6-man rotation in September, you know, so they can look at all their guys, you know, Chase Whitley and Cobb when they return. And, you know, that would also work with Blake Snell not getting his, you know, maybe not pitching, you know, as many innings as he would if they were in a 5-man rotation. But also you got a lot of other decisions to make. You know, the outfield seems kind of in flux. And then you've got guys like Nick Franklin and Tim Beckham. I think eventually you're going to have to figure out what you want to do with these guys, particularly when you got guys in the minor league level, you know, pushing up like Daniel Robertson and, you know, those kind of guys. So I don't expect them to bring a lot. I think they'll bring enough to where they're covered if something goes wrong. But I just don't see like a, you know, a mass migration to Tropicana Field.
Yeah, and obviously the Rays value that service time and holding that in check. So you don't want to start a clock on a guy by bringing him up in September.
Oh, plus, totally. I mean, yeah, that's just good business.
Right, and we talked about the 40-man roster. If a guy's not on the 40, you're not going to add him probably now,
right,
in order to bring him up. So definitely lots of things factoring in, but we will keep an eye on it. And we're certainly looking forward to seeing Alex Cobb back on this team in September, hopefully, as well. All right, great stuff as always, Bill. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.